Welcome back. January is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and new research shows the importance of raising awareness about this degenerative eye disease. That's because glaucoma affects some 3 million Americans, and the National Eye Institute projects that glaucoma cases will increase nearly 60% over the next decade as baby boomers age. Now, a new study found patients with moderate glaucoma are at greatly increased risk of having a car accident. It's due to unnoticed visual blind spots that are part of the disease. Right now, we're learning more from Dr. Leah Kammerdiener of Florida Eye Specialists. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So this is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and I had no idea this many Americans were affected and that so many more are projected to be affected. Tell us about glaucoma.
Sure. Glaucoma is really the second leading cause of blindness globally. And it's estimated that almost 50% of people with glaucoma don't even realize that they have it. It's slowly degenerative, meaning it gets worse, and it affects the peripheral or side vision first. So it's very subtle, and people often miss the initial symptoms.
So what are the symptoms? How do you know if perhaps this is what you're dealing with? As you said, people might not realize that they're even dealing with this disease.
Sure. Really, there are not a lot of early symptoms. People often miss the fact that their peripheral vision is starting to become impaired. Sometimes it shows up in things like car accidents or feeling like people sneak up from the side. But really, you don't feel it. You don't see it in your vision until it's a little bit more progressed. So early screening is incredibly important. And that's one of the things that we do at Florida Eye Specialists.
Right. You specialize in the treatment of glaucoma. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, though, tell me a little bit more about this study and the connection between glaucoma and car accidents, because this is pretty worrisome to hear that you expect a 60% spike in these cases over the next decade. Almost makes me not want to get out on the roads.
Absolutely. This was a 4-year study out of Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia that showed that in particularly even with just moderate glaucoma, almost a 10-time increase in car accidents. Because glaucoma develops so slowly and begins in the side vision, people often don't see peripherally. And of course, it's worth noting again that almost 50% of people don't realize they have the disease. By the end of the study, a quarter of the patients voluntarily gave up their keys. Hmm. It is a permanent disease, which means when you give up your keys, that's giving up driving for life. So again,
right.
Prevention is incredibly key.
Yeah, seniors, of course, don't want to lose their mobility. And is it primarily senior citizens who are affected? Is it just a condition of aging?
So people over age 60 are certainly more at risk, particularly those who have a family history of glaucoma. We see it more prevalence in African Americans or people of Hispanic descent or in people who have a history of eye injury or who are extremely nearsighted.
What causes it?
So it's a buildup of pressure in the eye that squeezes the nerve behind the eye and leads to this peripheral or side vision loss. It's a tunnel vision disease. So again, it progresses slowly, but it can lead to blindness. It can get into the center vision.
So then what I hear you saying is, if you even suspect a hint of this, get screened. Tell us about screening and early detection.
Sure. We recommend everyone over age 60 come in for at least an annual exam to get looked at for their risks for glaucoma. We do that by testing the peripheral or side vision. We do that by assessing the nerve, the part of the eye that can sustain damage. And if caught early, we have a lot of very good treatments in order to help prevent vision loss, to slow the progression of the disease.
How do you treat it?
So at Florida Eye Specialists, we generally start with things like eye drops, but there are very easy in-office laser treatments for glaucoma. And in some of the more difficult cases, there are many types of surgeries that we can do as well.
And that doesn't cure it, but it can lessen the effects, I guess?
So it certainly can slow down and even sometimes stop the worsening of glaucoma. The earlier it's caught, the better chances of sustaining good vision throughout your life. So again, it's very important for patients over 60 to get annual screenings.
Now, of course, patients over 60 are part of this population, but as I listen to you talk about glaucoma, I'm reminded of my late aunt, Janice. She was diabetic from childhood. She went blind. She had glaucoma. because of her diabetes. Her juvenile diabetes eventually caused her to go completely blind, and her eyes became cloudy. It was really sad to see this progression of this disease. So I'm just curious to ask you, glaucoma can affect, in some cases, other patients too, right?
Absolutely. There's a very large array of eye diseases that can lead to glaucoma, as well as some systemic diseases, autoimmune diseases, for instance, rheumatoid arthritis. So really, even if you don't have the risk factors that I mentioned, I do recommend coming in for screening at a place like Florida Eye Specialist. It's part of the annual comprehensive exam. We look at all of those things, as well as assessing other age-related eye illnesses such as macular degeneration or cataracts.
And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking about Glaucoma Awareness Month with Dr. Leah Kammerdiener of Florida Eye Specialists. A new study shows glaucoma-related car accidents are expected to increase 58% over the next 10 years. And you know what? Especially here in Florida, I think that's a concern, doctor, given that we have a large senior population. What advice do you have for people out there who have a senior in their life who's got the car keys, or any of us really? I guess drive defensively is basic advice.
Well, really, I think that people want to take care of themselves as well, because, of course, they want to protect their independence, and catching something like glaucoma early, we can help you do that. But also encouraging family members, friends, church members, et cetera, to get their annual eye screenings, to ensure their own safety, the safety of their family in the car with them, the safety of the people around them.
You can get your glaucoma screening right now by going to FloridaEyeSpecialists.com. January is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and 3 million Americans are affected, with many more expected to be affected in the next 10 years. If you feel like you're losing some peripheral vision around the sides, go get screened. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.